retail supply merchandising again is another aspect of promotional, but here the retail supply requirement is throughout the year, and therefore the retail supply merchandising people will ensure that their product is available on the counter for displays throughout the year. They find that there is a lot of saving done if these type of activities are done by the manufacturer or vendor or wholesaler. Retailer will sit down and look after his retail business only. Rest of the promotional work will be done by these merchandisers, including stocking of the shelves, building displays, etc., etc. Product categories where this is very common are beverages, packaged baked goods, bread, pastries, magazines and books, and health and beauty products. Classic example over here is Coca-Cola and Parle food products. As a part of their merchandising, they give the retailer a full-fledged cold storage unit which displays the cold drinks. That is a part of merchandising in retail sale. Merchandising license. This is a practice in which the brand or image from one product or service is used to sell another product. That means products are interlinked using one brand which is very famous to market another brand. Trademark brand names, logos, character images are all licensed to manufacture of products such as toys or clothing. Many times you find toys which are famous with children. You will have images of those toys, characters on clothing of small children. Those toys help sale of the clothing. These are emblazoned images which are licensed so that the clothing sells better. These are also part of intellectual property rights, and intellectual property is a very popular source of revenue to most of third party manufacturers and merchandisers. The intellectual property owner collects the merchandising fees. That's all. Children merchandising is most prominently seen in connection with films, games, usually those in current releases, and with television shows for children. These consist of toys made in the likeness of the show's characters, faction, action figures, or items which they use. The characters that they see on the film shows, on TV, they are brought as toys. And therefore, TV shows are sometimes written to include the toys as advertising for the merchandise. Merchandising from a television show can grow beyond the original show. Adult merchandising, most common adult merchandising is that related to professional sports teams and their players. Nike shoes. Nike shoes have become famous because of sports. Power shoes have become famous because of the professional sports. Smaller articles in merchandising is marketing of adult-oriented products in connection with similarly adult-oriented films and TV shows. Most of the fashion garments are part and parcel coming out of the TV shows. The dress which the heroines wear on a TV show catches the eye of the ladies, and they would like to purchase the similar garments. Occasionally, such shows are intended more for children. They find following among adults also. And you can see crossover also with products from show oriented towards both adults and children. Sometimes for a particular adult product also, it is the children who see the product on the TV and they compel the parents to purchase it. Sometimes a brand of non-media product can achieve enough recognition and respect that simply putting its name or images or a completely unrelated item can sell that item. Merchandising strategy. Expanding internationally is to pinpoint the country or region you want to expand into. First of all, you have got to decide on this aspect. And then to decide where to expand, you have to determine international traffic or where orders are originating from on your website. Consider the cultural and language differences, understand the economic and political policy of the country, and find out whether there are any tariffs on your product or trade barriers. Tariffs means barriers, whether they are non-tariff or tariff barriers. You have got to consider both these aspects before you can enter that market. Market research can really help you and guide you. Number one, where your goods or service will sell, different market segments, whether you will have competitors and which kind of competitors, and based on your competitors, how to price your product for the market. For that, you have got to conduct primary market research and secondary market research, etc., etc. Of course, today we are onto online shopping. Most of you today sitting at home, you are doing online shopping, Amazon, etc., etc. Most of the products you sit at home, order on your mobile phone or on the TV and get the product online to your house. Here, the merchandiser creates website for international sales. Internet has become a great equalizer in such global sales. You can actually find ways of using your website to target new foreign markets. You need not go to those foreign countries. Use your website to target new foreign market. You only have to find out ways and means how to ship the cargo overseas and learn about taxes, duties, customs laws of the country. You can adopt a payment system which Reserve Bank has facilitated in the form of digital payments. Continuing with our online shopping as part of merchandising, you have got to first of all understand the guidelines for code of conduct expected from electronic merchants in the overseas market. There is a set of guidelines for code of conduct. Some of them engage in fair business practice involving the presentation of truthful, accurate, and complete information to consumers in terms of marketing and advertisement. Be upfront about the cost involved in the transaction as well as the terms and conditions of the sale. Provide a secure method for online payments so that personal financial information is not vulnerable to hackers. Also, you have got to protect consumer privacy during transactions. Disclosing your privacy policy and letting customers know how their information, their feedback is used. For such type of trading, RBI has got regulations under FEMA, Foreign Exchange Management Act. And the guidelines are that there are precautions required to be taken while handling merchant trade transactions or intermediary trade transactions. And these precautions are required to be taken by the banks. Goods involved in the transaction are not permitted to be imported into India. Two transactions do not involve foreign exchange outlay for a period exceeding 3 months. All rules, regulations, and directions applicable to export out of India are complied with by the exporting leg. All rules, regulations, and directions applicable to import are complied with by the import leg of the merchanting trade transaction, as also ensuring timely receipt of payment for export leg of such transactions. FEMA provisions are attracted since there is export realization and import payments to be made in freely convertible foreign currency. And all transactions have got to be carried out only through banks. That is, banks designated by Reserve Bank of India as authorized dealer in foreign exchange category 1 bank. And then confirmed orders have got to be received from overseas buyers. Payments have to be realized in convertible foreign currency. Inward remittance from overseas buyer should be received earlier. Outward remittance to overseas supplier will be made subsequently. Or alternatively, irrevocable letter of credit can be opened, and on the strength of this LC, merchant will open a fresh LC in favor of overseas supplier. Terms of payment under both the credit have got to be of even tenor. Even tenor means at site payment. Transaction should successfully result in accrual of profit in foreign exchange for our country. This is a primary requirement in merchanting trade as far as we in India are concerned. We now proceed to special economic zones. What are special economic zones? They are areas located within a country's national borders. But in these zones, business and trades have laws that differ from the rest of the country. That means applicable laws of the country will not be applicable to business in the special economic zone. Why? Because the main aim of the zone includes increased trade, increased investment, job creation, and most of all, effective administration. And to encourage business to set up the units in the zone, liberal policies have been introduced. And these policies are typically for investing, taxation, trading, quotas, customs, and labor regulations, tax holidays, etc. All this across the board, you do not have our Indian laws, rules, regulations applicable as far as a special economic zone is concerned. It is basically treated as a foreign country within our national borders. Creation of special economic zone by a country motivated by the desire to attract foreign direct investments into the country and the benefit is that they can produce and trade goods at a globally competitive price. Why? Because no local taxes are involved. These special economic zones are there in most of the countries of the world. It's not only in India. But India was one of the first countries to recognize the effectiveness of the export processing zone model in promoting export. Our very first export processing zone was in Santa Cruz. That is Santa Cruz Electronic Export Processing Zone. It was set up in Mumbai in 1973. We also had another export processing zone before this in Kandla in 1965. The difference between Kandla zone and Mumbai zone was SEEPS in Mumbai was a manufacturing hub for electronic products, whereas Kandla electronic export processing zone for all products trading, import, store, re-export. That was the concept started first in Kandla, and manufacturing hub was in Mumbai. Subsequently, as of today, both of them have become SEZs, that is special economic zones. The first policy was announced in April 2000. Primary reason was to overcome shortcomings in multiplicity of controls and clearances, absence of world-class infrastructure, that is, we were required to maintain world-class infrastructure so that we can attract larger investment in India. Laws different and aims of the zone was increased trade, increased investment, job creation and effective administration. The Special Economic Zone Act was passed by Government of India in May 2005 and it got President's assent on 23rd June 2005. The bill came into effect on 10th February 2006. This provided drastic simplification of all procedures under a single window clearance on matters relating to all central as well as state governments. Business was not required to follow any laws of the central or state government. They were all simplified. You are required to follow only the SEZ Act. What are the objectives? Basic objectives is generation of additional economic activity, promotion of exports of goods and services, promotion of investment from domestic and foreign sources, and most important was creation of employment opportunities for the young generation who are coming up, and also development of infrastructure facilities. What is the meaning and purpose as far as SEZs are concerned? SEZs are basically a foreign territory outside the customs territory in India and allow manufacturing of goods, rendering of services, free trade and warehousing, and all other territory outside the SCZ is known as domestic tariff area. That means your country's laws, taxes, etc. are applicable only in the domestic tariff area. Whereas in the SEZs, for manufacturing, for rendering services, for free trade and warehousing, no custom laws, no other Indian laws are applicable as long as they are located within the SEZs. Incentives to SEZ, exemptions from custom excise duties, income tax exemption, exemption from MAT, exemption from dividend distribution tax under various sections of the Income Tax Act, and exemption from the Central Goods and Service Tax, that is CGST and IGST. All these are exempted. Basic requirement for a SEZ is they have got to compulsorily earn foreign exchange for the country. Net foreign exchange earning has got to come into the country, and in the initial stages of 5 years, first 5 years, a cumulative calculation is allowed. That means first 4 years, if you don't have net foreign exchange earning, it doesn't matter because you are developing. But by the end of 5 years, you have got to show a net foreign exchange earning which has come into India. That is a primary requisite.
Friends, you all know that COVID-19 is a huge pandemic which has impacted many businesses, many people throughout the world. With new social distancing measures which have taken by the various governments in response to the pandemic, lockdowns occurred across much of the world economy. That means many countries introduced lockdown. People stay at home, don't move out. It has affected the economy of the world also. Consumer behavior has changed. Number one, working from home, avoiding all indoor venues, going out on parties, etc., etc., all being avoided, including going shopping to the respective malls and restaurants. They were also avoided because they were close atmospheres which could spread this COVID-19. Overall, world trade is primed for strong but uneven recovery after COVID-19 pandemic shock. Even today, world is still affected economically arising out of this. Of course, government policy intervention has boosted household incomes, supported continued spending. Government went into spending mode, asking people to spend. But spend where? They cannot go out of their house, but only for their basic necessities. Worst of all, the business had to adopt, and they have adapted to changing circumstances, finding innovative ways to sustain the economic activity. It has been very difficult for the business to sustain all the economic activities. There was a retail revolution, and this retail revolution is because of the lockdown. Lockdown has kept people at home, so People could not go to the retail shops. Retail e-commerce sales grew by leaps and bounds. The retailers, they found new ways to capitalize on the convenient economy of online shopping and at-home delivery. All shopping were online, delivery at home directly by the retailers. Global merchandise trade is continuing in robust recovery from the shock of this pandemic. Yes, we have recovered, and I think India has recovered faster than other countries. Large malls are now enhancing the shopping experience, trying to attract people into their malls to give consumers a reason to leave the comforts of their house due to that lockdown period and come back to the shopping, in-store shopping modules. So malls have started attracting the consumers. Say, come, leave your home, come. India progresses as the country's exports are recording healthy growth rates. Yes, we are progressing faster than the other countries.
Thank you.